based on what we're seeing today, well, not just based on what we're seeing today, what we're reading this morning, July, the best July for the stock market in 20 years.
Really?
Yes. Big gains in July, and Thrift Savings Plan reporting big gains in July as well. And Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, is our guest. Tom, welcome to the program, and you bring good tidings, I bet.
Hello, Francis. Hello, Chris. Yes, I do, but rather than searching for words, I'll just go from what the Wall Street Journal called it on Saturday. The month of July was a blistering month.
Yes.
There you go.
Stock market.
We haven't heard that in a long time, have we?
That's a good one.
That's for sure. We have had some good months. You know, we did have June was all positive, but it was kind of lackluster. But this surge is really something that happened in July. The C fund rose 7.6% in July alone. That's been its fifth consecutive monthly gain for a total increase of about 34% from the lows of March. The S&I funds had the best performance for the month. Let's see, they came in at 8.66 and 9.74 respectively, and they led all funds in returns for the year to date. All of the L funds also posted strong gains for the month, ranging from plus 1.9% for the income fund to 7% for the 2040 fund.
And today the S&P is above 1,000.
Cracked 1,000, yeah.
That's right. So we're working our way back up to that high of about 1530, I think it was. It's a number of years ago now when that happened. We don't like to think back.
Now, I was watching over the weekend the former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, was on, and there's a lot of sense that, you know, maybe this recession is over, but who knows what will come of it. Will be a jobless recovery. It feels like it may be a time to sort of take a step back and reassess where you have your money allocated in your TSP.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Chris, because I think, yeah, with a few months of gains under everyone's belt, they can sit back and assess and get out of that crisis mode we are in over the winter and in the fall and in the winter that we've been coming out of now, and think about where you want to be in the future, how you want to be positioned. And as you do that, I'd recommend that people keep in mind and remember how they felt powerlessly watching the market fall last fall, day after day, and on into the winter to the low of March. And also, if you've been around long enough to remember how you felt, if you had all your money on the sidelines, as they say, in the case of the TSP that's in the G fund, as others were making gains along the lines of what I just reported for the month of July here. And think about both of those things as you plan your future and come up with a strategy.
I had your former colleague Gary Emilio on my show In Depth last week, and we were talking about the fact that if you sold C fund shares on March 9th, if you sold $1,000 worth of the C fund last week, it would have taken you $1,400 to buy those same shares back.
That's right, and it's even higher.
Yeah,
even
and
higher now.
As we continue to trend up, I think that only reinforces what you're talking about making sure you are where you want to be, because if the market heads the way it looks like the market is headed, it's going to be even harder to try to make that ground up in the future if that's the kind of mode that you feel you're in.
That's right, if you feel that you're in. But the two things we know for certain, the market will go up and the market will go down. We just don't know when.
It's that whole combination thing in the meantime.
Well, and it's always important, and you always talk about this, Tom, is that it's important to sort of assess where you are in your life. And there were a lot of people who were all invested in stocks as they expected to retire in a year or two. And that's probably not the best place you're going to need access. So it depends on how soon you're going to need access to that money.
That's right. You're exactly right there. And what a tragedy that was for those folks who were invested in the higher risk investments and planning on retirement in the immediate future. You really have to ratchet back as you approach the time when you're going to be using the money. And luckily for folks like that, or fortunately, I should say, we do have the L funds. And unlike the other L funds that were out there, where various providers have them and they're in competition with each other, and what they constantly have to show is that their performance compares well with others' performance, even in a relatively short mind or short time frame. Consequently, some of those folks were heavied up on the risk investments, even as their income funds, people, you know, were coming into their income funds or the 2010 fund. We did not do that. We kept a trajectory on it, or a glide path that gets you down as you approach retirement so that your risk really is minimized.
I got my blast email from you guys this morning, and first of all, I want to commend you for that. I get that the first business day of every month you send that out with information about the previous month and so on. But of course, I link through that to TSP.gov. And I just wanted to commend you again for the amount of information that's on there, and especially because it's easy to understand, which is a rarity in the world of financial management these days. As I've continued to get more and more into reading analyses and on and on and on, to come back to a site like yours, read that stuff and read that it's easy to understand so people know what they're buying, I just wanted to commend you again for doing that.
Well, thank you very much. That's really the way the plan was designed by the Congress, so I'll pass credit all the way back to the authors of the thing who recognized after 3 years of hearings and hearing from everybody in the financial services industry who wanted to testify that there was a lot of sizzle out there in other products that are out there, and they wanted to make sure that it stayed simple. We have to serve everybody from janitor to senator in the federal structure, civilians as well as uniformed services folks, people who want to pay close attention and people who don't, who want to put it on automatic pilot. And we found that the best way to do that is to keep it simple for everybody. And it's not easy. As you know, it can be a challenge, but we're committed to continuing that approach.
Tom Tabruco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. And I should note that every month on DoraBeckInsider.com, I pull what are the most popular items on our website.
Yes.
And usually, Tom's right there at the top. And in fact, this month for July, Tom was 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
You're very popular, Tom. You have like, there are Tribuco lackeys out there that are stalking you.
No, groupies, well, not
yeah, groupies.
Yeah, but clearly, I've got to work on that number 4, Chris.
There you go. Yes. Tom Tribuco from
the Beatles of Federal News Radio.
That's right.